This is the Only Human podcast from Community Radio 4ZZZ out of Brisbane, Australia.
You're tuned in to Only Human on 4ZZZ and Z Digital. Today on the program, with myself, Belle, Stephen and Ag, we have joining us Freya Pinney and Helen. So Freya Pinney is a neurodivergent affirming art therapist, and Helen is an author, and we're going to be talking about their work with Weaving Words Together, A Journey of Reflections. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
That's all right. So firstly, could you tell us a little bit about yourselves?
Do you want me to start?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm Freya, and I work specifically in the neurodivergent affirming space as a creative art therapist, and I'm mobile, so I travel to where people are most comfortable and work with them in their own homes or a place in public that they choose. I work across any medium that is the most useful and meaningful for that person. In this particular project, it was about utilising words and images together as a way of creating a representation for your own reality as somebody living with a disability. And rather than an editing process that's a critique, it was actually an encouraging space to share your words and your experiences and be published and to create a representation from that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
My name's Helen, and I come from Woodford in a country town. I started with Freya just by listening to her and just be able to fix my everyday problems. And without Freya, I would be still struggling. So, I started with her with the writing group. She helped me to get words down on a bit of paper, and that's how I virtually started. It took me about 3 goes, I'm finding it really good. So, yeah.
And what's it like? How does the group work look like? Is it things that you share along the creative journey together?
It was pretty interesting. We tried a couple of different ways of approaching writing for everyone. First one was a bit of a fail, where we tried everybody suggesting lots of starting prompts and then voting, but voting was a real trigger for people and it didn't feel terribly inclusive. So we actually did away with that idea altogether and instead just talked about what kinds of stories people wanted to move towards or what kind of experiences for themselves they felt they needed to explore a little bit more. And from that, we came up with a group theme that we could write an introduction to, and then everybody could write in their own style. Mm-hmm. And some people found it really easy to find words, and other people started with a picture or a combination or looking for images. And some people just needed to talk through things, and then I would scribe down their keywords and read them back to them, and from that they created their own poetic reflection or a poetic coupling of words, and from that emerged their own writing.
So what sort of writing backgrounds did the participants have? And, maybe Helen, would you say that you had any barriers to writing from the beginning of your creative journey?
I'm not sure. Some of it was to do with my past, which sort of helped me get through that particular past. And I just sort of slowly plodded on with that, and Freya just helped me with some stuff and to be able to show people just words putting down, and it just actually makes you feel a lot better when Freya says it back to me. I find it really handy and helpful. So
there was a really big diverse range of experiences with writing, everything from people who have self-published novels, people who have run blogs, and then there were other people who had a big desire to be a writer, but had not really quite gone there. One of the participants has gone on and is starting a degree in creative writing, mm-hmm. I think this month. And then someone like Helen, I think you had said you had a desire to find your words again, but that you hadn't written anything yeah. down for yourself in possibly years.
Yeah.
And so for you, the transformation of finding connections to others was also quite amazing. So rather than doing it on your own or one-on-one, mm-hmm. actually working in a group was transformative for people because they found connections between themselves and others.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't necessarily similar people. And so that was a beautiful experience of very different people finding places of connection. And everybody knew that everybody else had disabilities, but we weren't all the same by any means, and everybody wrote about their own experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that's definitely something that not every therapist or institution is kind of good at, encompassing disability from the multitude, like the ways we are all different but have commonality. That's great to hear. We might go to a piece written by Helen, and this is called Christmas Pressures.
Christmas Pressures by Helen Powell. 1. Anxiety, not knowing where to start. 2. Cooking how much food for the day. 3. Pain creeps up one side of my arms, not feeling hot, sweaty, and lethargic. Thinking what type of day it will be on the day. Oh, I'm frustrated, confused. What do I do? Who do I ask? I hit myself with my palm of my hand. I add pain to me. How many rolls of paper do I buy? Do I ask family members? Will there be people in a cranky mood? How do I fix the problems? What if they don't like their gifts? What if? What if? What if I don't do any of the cooking or buy presents for people? Tears are rolling down my face. My plans are crushed, like a crushed up can. I have a bad taste in my mouth. Like I want to be sick. I force myself. The Christmas tree, the lights, how do I place them?